The Supreme Court ruled today that employers must pay workers for the time they spend, as the court puts it, donning and doffing protective clothes. And they must be paid for time spent walking to the job. It's a case that came out of the meatpacking industry. And as NPR's Jack Spear reports, it's been watched closely by business and labor groups.
The issue the Supreme Court ruled on was fairly narrow, whether employees should be paid not only for the time it takes them to put on protective clothing, boots, metal chain-link aprons, and arm guards, but the period before they actually began cutting meat. Kathy Goeder is a partner with Schrader, Goldmark, and Bender. That's the Seattle law firm that brought the case on behalf of 800 employees at the meatpacking plant then owned by IBP Incorporated in Pasco, Washington.
When you cut meat, you have to wear a lot of protective gear. It's a very dangerous occupation. So the workers would have to get to work approximately 45 minutes before their shift started in the morning in order to obtain their gear and to put it on. They call it donning the equipment. The company didn't pay them for that time frame of donning their equipment or walking out to where they actually cut the meat on the assembly line. At the end of the day, they have to take all this equipment off, they have to wash it, and they have to store it, and the company wouldn't pay them for that time either.
Justice John Paul Stevens wrote the court decision. He said the big question on protective gear was answered nearly 50 years ago when the High Court ruled that activities that are integral and indispensable for a job must be compensated. The company, IBP, now owned by Tyson Foods, argued the 4 minutes they allowed should have been sufficient. In a friend of the court brief, the National Association of Manufacturers sided with the company. Quentin Regal is the organization's deputy general counsel. He says the ruling will have a major effect on some firms.
For an individual employee, it's not a terribly large sum of money added to their income. But when you add all the employees together, particularly in labor-intensive workplaces, it's a sizable amount for companies that are already struggling to compete and facing tremendous costs in other areas, such as energy and taxes and regulatory costs and other legal costs.
But attorney Kathy Goeder with the Seattle law firm that handled the initial case and the appeal said today's ruling is an important victory for workers, especially those in meatpacking and poultry plants.
These are all people who are doing a job that other people don't want to do. It's a lot of immigrant workers, people with English as their second language, and it's a dangerous occupation. They don't make great money doing this job, and their daily or their weekly paychecks are important to them and the livelihood of their families, and they're not getting paid for the work that they're doing.
In a statement, the National Association of Manufacturers said the Supreme Court ruling is likely to result in additional costs for other industries which require protective clothing and may also lead to additional litigation. The United Food and Commercial Workers Union, however, said the court's ruling speaks volumes about the greed and arrogance of certain employers. Tyson Foods, which acquired IBP in 2001, said it was reviewing the court's decision. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.